Hey, all, welcome to Outlast Podcast. I am Frank, and I'm here with my mom, Shirley.
Hi.
And we are here with the premiere of Survivor Season 45, and it's called We Can Do Hard Things. This is the beginning of 90-minute episodes. It sounds like it's just going to be for the season.
Yeah.
The writer's strike's already over, and the acting strike's going to be soon. So likely we're going to have other shows to watch soon. What did you think of the 90-minute format?
I actually liked it. I liked that we had more challenges. We had a reward, and which include the sweat and savvy. And then we also had an immunity challenge. So I like that. I'm not really crazy about some shows. We get one or the other.
Yeah.
Other than that, there wasn't a whole lot at camp. I just noticed more of the challenges and they seemed like they were longer.
Yeah. Frankly, my part's pretty fast. So it's more your part than my part
that.
Of this one. Yeah. I didn't care for it too much. I think the problem is I didn't care for this episode much, and it's the finale or the end, how it ended. We'll mention who leaves soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was okay. But yeah, I felt like some things were stretched out quite a bit. And I don't know this one, because we had the sweat and savvy that fills in some gaps.
Yeah.
And so are we going to have those? We have usually like that risk reward thing that they like send people off to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have more of those stuff like that.
I think so. Yeah.
Which is fine. As long as they fill it in with something and not just emptiness, because I felt like in this one we got a little bit too much of extra.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So this one we lost, our first episode, we lost Hannah. Unfortunately, it was like the worst thing that a survivor can do, and it's because she quit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In the past, we've heard Jeff does not like when this happens.
No. Matter of fact, it was kind of funny. On Fire with Jeff Probst, we actually have Rick Devens.
That's cool.
He's on the show now, and it's so freaking awesome. And I loved it because he's talking to Jeff and he's like, hey, now, wait a minute. You know, back in the day when somebody would quit like that, you would just basically jump their shit, you know? And he's like, why did you take it so good? You
right,
know?
Yeah.
And he said that they kind of look at the show differently now after all these years, how, you know, it's a human experience and a lot of people can't handle it once they get there. It's much different than what they think. And, you know, so they kind of have a different way of looking at it now. But I thought that was funny that Rick was like, what the hell, you know?
Yeah, he took it a little too light, too easy on her. And I think we've seen that too, because in the past he wouldn't deal with people who, because normally he'll support anybody who leaves the show or anybody who's done the show, you know, but generally if you've quit, then he's kind of cut you off.
Yeah.
And you could tell this doesn't seem like that. And it's a good point that, the show is much more about a human experience and we're learning about people interacting with each other more so than starving off of rice and stuff.
Darn it.
Yeah, I know. I know, really. And then also, like, I mean, this is crazy, but Brandon, it was like right on the brink of quitting as well.
Oh my goodness. I know. He struggled from the very beginning.
Yeah. And then he had a lot of anxiety, which boy, I tell you, anxiety is terrible, but like, come on guys, you guys got onto Survivor. How many people are sitting home right now?
Yeah.
So frustrated that they don't have your spot. And they, Hannah and Brandon both mentioned that, like, you know, there's a lot of other people out there trying to get on here. So we understand that.
Yeah.
They're fans too, of course.
Right.
But what a shame.
Yeah. And then, you know, Emily made this comment that she says, if I'm not going to go all the way, I might as well get voted out first. And I'm like, really? I mean,
yeah.
All this time you've been working to get on this show and that's your thought process. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. There's those, you know, some of our favorite survivors are those who are like, oh, this is an adventure. Let's look at last season, for example. Carson, we could tell he was out there having fun. He made all these puzzles ahead of time. Carolyn was out there just being herself.
Right.
Loud and open, and it was fun to watch her do that.
Yeah.
It, you know, always there's things to catch on to. The people we don't, you know, fall in love with are the people who are openly admitting their weakness in a way that's kind of like, come on, just tighten your stuff up.
Yeah.
Or people who are so heavily trying to say that they're the game-changing kind of player.
Yeah.
Emily and Sifu, in my opinion, in this episode, that are like, calm down, you know, get out there and enjoy yourself and have fun. Don't be like, I got to make sure to be on camera and stuff.
Right.
I don't know. Twitter has been very anti-Emily today.
So. Well, I didn't get a chance to get on Facebook, but I'm pretty sure that's also the case.
Yeah. Carson was saying, because we follow a lot of our favorites from past seasons, you know, so you guys got to make sure you do that. Jesse, he's so good on Twitter. But Carson was saying, Emily's not the villain you wanted, but she's the villain we deserved and stuff like that. And so, yeah, there's a whole lot of anti-Emily feelings going on out there. Now, my thought on this, and I have it somewhere in my notes, but let's get it out now. With Emily, clearly she's being edited to be the bad guy. We saw that with Jerry in season 2.
Right.
Do you feel like this is kind of the Carolyn situation where, like, Carolyn, it felt bad afterwards that they were editing her to look maybe a little more I don't know, how, what's the best word for this? They made it look stupid.
Yeah, the edits. Really quirky, really, really out there.
There
you
were
know?
Things that they didn't need to edit in.
No.
And are we getting that with Emily?
With Emily, to me, she's just like meaner. Like, I mean, she's just like mean. Attacking people. Yeah. You know, I don't think Carolyn had that way about her. And like the way she's like jumping Bruce's shit right away, you know?
Yeah. How off-putting is that?
Yeah. It's like, really? I mean, you're just right there on the ship in the very beginning.
Yeah.
And you're calling him out and, you know, treating him like crap. And it's like, you're not even, you're just now starting. Calm down.
Yeah.
It's a huge social game. And she doesn't seem to get that.
And again, our favorite players are the ones where in that exact moment are talking about like, oh my God, Jeff's right in front of me. You know, we've seen Jonathan and stuff like that.
Oh my God, I would be
like
a mess.
That. Like those, me too. Like those are our favorite players. And then we got somebody over here who's just like, why are you going to throw Bruce under? Like, he doesn't have much of an advantage. Bruce definitely kind of steps in it a little bit in this one, but he doesn't have a big advantage. We all know he didn't make it past.
Yeah.
He didn't even get to see what his camp looks like, I don't think.
Right.
So, I mean, calm down, you know, it's just a shame.
Yeah. I don't know. I was really surprised with her. The way she was acting towards people.
It's going to be an interesting season, I think. I think we got an interesting batch. We have some really stellar people, some real big favorites to me. I think I have four right now that are on my list of potential picks. But
don't be taking mine now.
Well, I know. Obviously, I got to narrow down to two. But like, Sabaya, I still think is really good. Austin, surprisingly, a very good player.
I like Austin, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, there's some really good ones in there. Dee's got a good head on her shoulder.
Oh, my God. You're so funny.
Am I taking your list? Yeah.
You're naming off my people.
Yeah. So it's... Because I remember, you know, that's a thing, too. We do the pre-show where we read through their bios. Their bios are helpful, but, you know.
Yeah, it misses a lot.
They don't say that Hannah's going to quit on day one. So.
Oh, I know. That's for sure.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into the actual episode and what happened here. First off, we see that the castaways arrive and they're uniting on the large boat. Right away, we're like, oh, they're getting supplies as a classic. But no, they're going to do a challenge right off the bat.
Right, yeah.
We have three tribes. Now, we're going to stick with the red, yellow, blue system that we normally do, but I will say that these are the easiest tribe names to say in a very long time.
Yeah.
Red is Reba, which I love Reba, so that's easy to remember. Yellow is Lulu, and blue is Bello. So I like that red, R&R, that's easy to remember. B&B, that's easy to remember. And Lulu, I think it's like Lululemon, so I'm thinking lemon, yellow.
Yeah.
That's something to remember right there.
Smart.
What do you think about these teams? Who do you think's strong? Who do you think's weak?
So far, I think we had, which one was the weak one? We had yellow.
It's yellow. Lulu.
Yellow was the weak team. Red, actually, I was really impressed with red.
Red, I think, is not going to have a problem at all.
Yeah.
I think it's like blue was last season was that way, where it's, I think it's Austin, and then they have Sifu on that team.
Mm-hmm.
Oof, those two just, we've seen every challenge are ahead of everybody else right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to do well.
Yeah, and then with yellow, we got Brandon and we got Hannah. Hannah just quit. Brandon probably will quit soon.
Yeah.
We have Emily, who I think is going to be contentious against Sabaya and Caleb. And so, yeah, I think it's going to be a hard time for yellow. I think we're going to get those ones picking off pretty good. Blue's just kind of chill.
Yeah.
Blue's just chilling.
Yeah. They got a good team, though.
Yeah.
You know, Bruce was kind of struggling during challenges.
He was more than I remembered him.
I mean, some parts he did well, but in some areas he had a hard time. Yeah.
So yeah, they get right into that challenge. You want to kind of tell us what happens in it?
Yep. So as we get into challenge, what they're doing the challenge for, the reward is for flint, a pot, and machete. Okay. Yeah. So the winner wins reward. The two losers are going to do the sweat versus savvy challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So what they have to do is two players from each tribe will empty a crate that has rope and sandbags to retrieve a key. The next two swim to a boat with another to retrieve another key, and then they bring it back.
Yeah.
The last two will unlock the locks, release two poles, and try to retrieve their flint.
Yeah.
So it's three different stages, two to each stage.
Pretty cool. Pretty good sized challenge for being all on that boat.
Yeah.
It looked pretty cool.
It was. And then you have right after that, you're doing the sweat versus savvy. So it ended up.
Yeah. Like, for those particular players that went did the sweat and savvy one, like that's a lot in a day.
Yeah. Because they just lost. And then, you know, you've got two from each that go. So anyway, as we get going, our first stage for yellow, we have Caleb and Sabaya. Blue, we have Bruce and Katura. Am I saying that right?
Let's go with Katura. I didn't hear anybody else pronounce it yet. So once we know more, we'll say it better.
Red, we have Austin and Sifu. Mm-hmm. So Austin and Caleb are really quick. And like I was saying, Bruce had a hard time.
Yeah.
He was inside that crate trying to get the sandbags and the rope out of it. And he was struggling.
Caleb's going to be the one that carries Yellow, as much as I think Sabia does really good. Like we see her in Sweat vs. and Savvy.
Yeah.
She's carrying that one.
Yeah.
But even Emily calls out like we wouldn't have done as well as we did on that last challenge if it wasn't for Caleb. And she's like ready to vote him out. But like shows how powerful he is.
She seems to be very against the people that are stronger because she knows she's not a stronger one.
And she mentions that she's really against relationships. So anybody who's clicking, she already said like, I don't want to dogpile on anybody. Don't get me wrong.
I don't either, but she was so vocal.
And again, that's why I make sure to mention the edit earlier too, because I think maybe they're making us think that too. It's always fun to have somebody to kind of poke at.
Yeah.
But she was even saying like, oh, they'll think of me and they'll say like, oh, she's hard to get along with. Let's just get rid of her.
Yeah.
And so she's automatically trying to get rid of relationships then in that sense, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So then we have Austin for the red. He was done first, then Caleb. So then we get into the second stage and we have Brandon and Sean for yellow, Jake and Kelly for blue, and Julie and Jay for red.
Yeah.
So yellow gets back first. Brandon can't get up the rope ladder. Oh my God, he struggled.
Lord knows I couldn't. I'm not as fit as he is, but the way that that rope ladder kind of pulls away from the boat, that looks like it would be tough to do. You know?
Oh yeah, for sure. Because you're going like in a different direction.
And later on, he discusses how when he was going up of it, he doesn't remember actually getting onto the boat and being basically crawled over to the other side. Mm-hmm. And so he must have like passed out.
Right. A couple times. I mean, he was actually having an anxiety attack.
Panic attack. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's too bad that Sean didn't stay there. Like, you know, he told Sean to go.
We thought about that. Yeah.
Sean went to, you know, the like line where everybody else is at. Yeah. And then they said, hey, go back, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, he probably thought Brandon was going to be right behind him, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, they really struggled. And then we have, the third stage using the poles to retrieve the flint. We have Kendra and Brando for blue and Drew and Dee for red. The other two, you know, Sean at this point is going back to help Brandon. Once they get back, once Brandon gets on and they get back, Hannah and Emily are doing that portion for yellow. Emily's doing a great job. She almost wins after they waited all that time for Brandon to get up there on the boat. That was very surprising. And
it's not really a puzzle thing. It's hard to clarify that because it's just a little task. It's not like a big puzzle.
Yeah, it's a ring that's attached to a rope and they've got
like they're uncoiling it on a coil. So I'm like trying to think like, oh, who's gonna be good at puzzles? Like, no, who's good at like randomly taking thing off a spring? It's not like really useful.
And she just kept grabbing it and bringing it at the top, letting it fall down. Knew what she was doing there. You got to give her kudos for that.
For sure.
Red ends up winning. That's Drew and Dee.
Yeah.
They ended up doing a good job and they end up, they're going to call medical for Brandon before he goes back. And Hannah just talks about how she's overwhelmed after seeing Brandon's panic attack.
Right.
And she says it really does look easier when you're on the couch. You know, they always say that. But
I'll let you know right now, Hannah, it doesn't look easy from here either.
She is having a hard time from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
All right. So we get off to our tribes arriving to their beaches. We have Red. They arrive. They have their supplies. They see what they think is a foreign language on the sign. Clearly not a foreign language. It's some marks. Drew's two identities is kind of a weird thing. He mentions this whole dual identity thing he's using. Drew's a dork. I'm going to be honest with you. He is a dork. So I've grown up a nerd. I've always been a nerd, but there's sometimes there's a nerd that's like, you're just too nerdy. He's actually a straight up dork. And so, he's got two identities. One that he thinks is like kind of this like, you know,
macho.
Emo. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. A little dark and broody. And then one that's outgoing and stuff. I'm looking forward to Drew going home. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I've got a few of them. I'm sorry. I'm going to be a little negative in the first few episodes, I have a feeling. But nevertheless, the tribes meeting each other. They seem to be a pretty cohesive team.
Yeah.
Sifu is leaning pretty hard on the Tai Chi, I think it is, or whatever it is, the karate he knows.
Right.
And so I think when you kind of boast a lot about, hey, my main thing is my physical abilities, you better make sure you are always winning challenges.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a little worrisome.
He should have lightened up on that.
Yeah. Over at Blue, we got everybody coming in, and Bruce right away is trying to clear the air, saying, I'm done with my advantage. I don't have an advantage at this point.
Right.
And he says, I'm not a dad. Think of me as the uncle.
Yeah.
He's trying to kind of take the target off his back, but quickly starts kind of giving orders in a very much dad sort of way.
Exactly.
So I think they didn't, later on when they're discussing who to get home, go home, they don't mention Bruce, but I have a feeling he's going to get that target pretty early. What do you think?
I do believe he will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because, you know, he's trying not to play the leader, but he automatically is a leader type. And so it's already irritating the girls.
Right.
So I think he will probably go home pretty quickly.
Pretty quickly. Over at Yellow, we have Emily. As soon as they show up, Emily starts raising concerns because Caleb and Sabia have gone to go do Sweat and Savvy.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to talk about Sweat and Savvy here in a little bit, but she thinks the fact that they volunteered for it so quickly means that they're obviously already kind of bound together as an alliance.
Yeah. And I don't know why day one she's so concerned about that. I mean, they're on your team. Yeah. They're strong. I mean, you got to win some challenges or you're just going to be picked off. I mean,
especially, I mean, let's be honest, look around you. You just had to haul Brandon off onto a boat.
Right.
Like if you don't have these two, you will not hit a challenge. They're going to do the shuffle quick in this one.
Oh yeah.
I have a feeling.
Yeah. They're going to have to,
you know, either way she's calling him out right away. Brandon returns. Luckily was just exhausted. Needed a break, which is good.
Yeah.
And he kind of expresses like, hey guys, I'm here. I'm alive. They begin to work on the shelter, but they don't have supplies to work on the shelter. And they hammered that home pretty good. Blue later on mentions it too.
Yeah.
Like, boy, I can't wait till we get that machete.
Yeah.
Because at this point in the what quote new era, when they've had this Sweat and Savvy, they've never lost it. They always bring home supplies. So they're pretty happy with that. While they're working on supplies, they also make sure to note that Brandon sits there watching them. He's recuperating.
Yeah.
And Hannah is sweeping the dirt. That's something that Emily brings up.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're making sure to show those two at their finest, I guess.
They're all getting pretty irritated that Emily, for everything, is being very pessimistic.
Very negative, Nancy. Yeah. It comes up again later on, too. Mm-hmm. And that's just going to wear thin on your tribe mates.
Yeah, it really is.
It's rare that in the new era that they would vote somebody out because of their personality, but it ain't nothing that doesn't happen. Like, they will find you.
Yeah. Like Jeff said, this is 98% social game right here, you know? So that's not good.
Then let's go see how that challenge went with Sweat versus Savvy.
Okay, so with Sweat versus Savvy, we have Caleb and Sabaya for Yellow, and we have Brando and Jake for Blue.
Yeah.
And what they have to do is they have to move 40 heavy logs 200 feet across the beach. That's the Sweat portion. Then they have to do the Savvy portion, which is remove a flint connected to a circle of ropes attached to a metal structure.
Yeah.
That now, seemed very difficult.
That was definitely a new kind of puzzle. You could feel like, you know, it was something that the art team made up that looks complicated.
To me, it looked like it wasn't just a ring around a rope. I don't know. Because they had it all over the place.
There's a trick, and this is going to sound so silly for most people, and just to me because I think it's magic, but there's a trick where like if you get your, you know, so like a rope stuck underneath the thing, you're supposed to be able to fold it underneath it, pull it, and then all of it comes out. I think that's the point of this challenge.
Okay.
But none of them knew that trick, and Lord knows I can't replicate it, but you see it on TikTok all the time. So, but I think it's something to do with that. Now, what I find really interesting about this is normally they choose either Sweat or Savvy, and we see the tribes compete away from each other.
Right.
Now they have to do both, and only one of the tribes is going to walk away with any supplies, if any.
Yeah.
So it's...
Yeah, that was interesting. That was definitely a twist. Yeah.
Yeah.
So first pair to complete both tasks will win their camping supplies, and they have 1 hour to move the logs and complete the Savvy portion.
Yeah.
Sabaya doing great, but getting very exhausted.
Yeah.
But man, she's just hauling those logs back and forth.
She's kind of carrying Caleb on this one a little bit. Caleb does, you know, he does good, but you know, yeah, just not as good. But then if you look at the other team, Jake is doing way more than Brando. Yes. And Brando knows that. Yes. Brando knows like, okay, then I better do the puzzle well.
Yeah, that's what he thinks. He's like, okay, you know, if Jake's going to carry me this part, then I'll carry him during the puzzle, you know?
Okay, then.
So Sabaya, when she's getting really exhausted, she starts talking to herself and she's hearing her dad say, you got more, you know? Mm-hmm. And so she just keeps repeating that. And then, you know, it's really cool because Caleb even says that. Caleb says, she's motivating me.
That is awesome.
You know, all that talking that she's doing. So I really liked that. He was very impressed with Sabaya. Sabaya and Caleb get done with the logs. They go to the Savvy portion. They have no idea how to do it. It's
No.
For some reason, it was very difficult. And
I think it was kind of difficult to understand what to do.
Yeah.
I was getting that vibe.
Because neither of them really got it. Jake and Brando, when they got to the savvy portion, Jake was very disappointed that Brando had no idea what to do.
Well, yeah, even he got to a point, he's like, we're back to where we started on this. Yeah. Like, he was confused that, wait a minute, what is this whole thing?
So right.
I think it might have been just kind of a tough or maybe not well-designed puzzle, really, maybe.
Yeah, that could be. They may want to rethink that one.
I think so.
Anyway, the time runs out. Neither team wins their supplies.
That's tough. First time ever, and what a whammy to go away with nothing.
Yeah, that's very disappointing when they go back.
Yeah, of course, when we get back to Blue, they're really emphasizing like, boy, we can't wait for that machete to get here.
Yeah.
Here comes Brando and Jake, and they don't have any supplies. They're empty-handed. The tribe seems to take it okay. Like, oh, that sucks, you know? Like, what a interesting situation, this new thing in this, you know, era.
Yeah.
Then Yellow.
Oh, yeah.
Over at Yellow, here comes the two that are coming back. And right away, Emily's like, I'm so mad that they didn't have supplies. And she's selling at the camera. But yeah, she's just furious. And I don't want to hamper her too much. But my God, yeah, I don't blame her. And I mean, what do you do? What do you do at that point? You got to change. They've been waiting to build their shelter for this.
Right.
So what do you do?
You know, it's kind of weird, but like on fire, I don't know if it was Rick or the producer that helps on the show. Jay Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, they came back empty handed, that we know.
Interesting.
So it's like, could there have been something that was a advantage that we don't know about?
Maybe we'll find out later on. I don't like when they do those editing tricks on us.
I know.
Yeah.
But from what we saw, they came back empty handed.
I enjoy when we're in on the secret. I know. Don't try to hide the secret from us. Right. We're in on it normally.
And that could be on fire, just kind of
having fun, tongue in cheek.
Yeah. Messing around with us. Totally. But that was interesting.
Right away, we see that Sean warns Sabaya, hey, Emily's throwing out the names. Careful with that. Yeah. And so that's unfortunate for Emily. That means that her name's going to be out there as well.
Right.
We see Hannah and Brandon. They're kind of trauma bonding. They're explaining it like, man, this is tough out here. You know, they're both kind of just explaining that like, this is more than we expected. Yeah. And really, in my opinion, kind of feeding into the negative thoughts. You got to be careful with that.
Right. I think he was encouraging her a little bit because she was just ready to pack up, you know?
Yeah, she was.
And he could relate, but I think she was kind of down more than he was, you know?
So that's the state of mind when you're going into a challenge. You're not going to win challenge.
No.
That's what's tough.
Yeah.
But over at Blue, real quick, we got Kendra, Katara, and Kelly. They want to target Jake for being a lawyer. Katara's like, good thing I haven't been saying I'm a lawyer then.
I know how devious she just goes along with this whole conversation.
That's what I love. So there's so many people who say like, I'm not a attorney or I'm not whatever. There's a few attorneys out here that are lying about it.
Right, yeah.
But I like how she's asking questions about how to be a lawyer and stuff.
Yeah,
and
like she's that's just good. Fascinated, you know?
I like that. Like, you mean a district attorney? Like she saw it on, TV or something.
And to come to find out, he just passed the bar recently. So it sounds like she's more experienced.
She might be more advanced. She's gonna be good. All right, we're moving back to the Yellow side, and they're bringing up the negative attitude of Emily and how it's really wearing down on people. She's not cool with everybody's chill environment though.
Yeah,
so it's kind of both sides.
Yeah, she feels like she's definitely different than them. She says, "I can't be the same as them."
Yeah,
like she's definitely singled out, and I don't know.
Right. And then for the first time ever, I'm totally siding with with Emily because Sabaya is talking about the pyramids and how they might be a battery. It's a whole conspiracy theory.
Yeah, they're all kind of joking around.
Hopefully it's a joke.
I thought they were just messing with her.
And Sabaya might actually believe that. Caleb's agreeing with her.
Uh-huh.
If I was in Emily's shoe right there, I'd be like, oh my God, no.
Yeah, because she was like, they're crazy people, But I thought they were messing with her, but this is something that's true.
It's a real conspiracy theory.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. And so for the first time, I'm like, Emily, you're right. Get away from these crazy people.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, in the situation, like you got people who don't agree with you. I have a feeling that it's also coming down to politics a little bit on that one. They're obviously not going to air that. They're not crazy.
Right.
But if people don't agree with you, you got to learn to like, hey, we're a team now. We're a family, just like with your family and your coworkers here.
Yeah, you go to work. I mean, you know, you get along with others better than some. And
you're all on a shared goal right now. So you have to just kind of play along with it.
Yeah.
But her negative attitude is making her a quick target to everybody around
her. It sure is.
So she needs to really be careful with that. Over at Red, we see that Sifu is constantly looking for idols. And it's one thing to constantly looking for idols and hiding it, but it's another when people are like, oh, hey, look, well, he's gone.
Yeah.
And they all know that he's looking for it. And not only that, is he's trying to do the whole like Tony spy thing. And he gets caught.
Yeah.
Like you can't get caught spying at all, let alone day one.
Yeah, you need to learn a little more from Tony.
Yeah. He plays it off and laughs it off well. I think it was a good move. But D was like, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Which is why I like D now.
I know, me too. That's where I started liking her.
Oh, man. Now, on the other side of that coin, Austin, he's out there gathering wood, runs. I mean, like, it's right in front of his face. He runs into this Beware Advantage.
Yep.
Beware Advantage. At this point, we've seen it a lot of times. Would you pick it up?
I think I would. I'm there to play the game, you know? Yeah. I know that you can't vote. Until you have the advantage, which can really hurt you if your team finds out about it.
Yeah.
If they notice that you're not voting, I would keep playing it like I'm putting a vote out there. Because sometimes there's only so many votes before they stop.
Yeah.
You know, if a lot are on one person. So I would just, but they seem to always tell somebody.
They do. And that's, I know, like even Carolyn last season would joke around about that. A few people would. I would like to see somebody try to use the Beware Advantage as a weapon. Like if you're trying to get out another person on your tribe, make sure they find it, then they're not voting for you. Like I would love to see that at one point, you know, when you know somebody's trying to target you.
Yeah.
Say, you know, Emily's been talking about getting Caleb out. If Caleb were to have Emily find the Beware Advantage and plan it with her or whatever, then she opens it up. She's like, oh, cool. Now I can't vote Caleb though. And then Caleb can target her and get her out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think that would be neat to see somebody try that.
Yeah.
Not that it's easy, of course, but something different.
Yeah.
Austin, what most people would do, and probably myself, if I'm being honest, opens it up.
Yeah.
He has a series of tasks to get done to be able to unlock the advantage. He can't he can't vote until he's done with this.
Right.
And he has to decipher the code. Earlier we thought, oh, maybe it's a foreign language. He has a piece that he matches up to it to decipher the code and see what's on the
That's sign. On our flag,
And here, I just suggested last episode you guys watch Taskmaster. So right away when I'm seeing this, I'm like, Taskmaster. He's got to do a bunch of tasks. He's very much in line with that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jonathan, who's also watching that show like crazy with me now.
Yeah. Heck, a good show. I've seen a few of them.
Yeah, that's good. All right. And we head off to our challenge.
Okay. So this is the immunity challenge. One player at a time climbs over a ramp into a mud pit. Then the next person goes. Once everybody's through, they drag a bag of coconuts and sandbags to a net basket. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Two players will race to shoot their coconuts into the basket until it's heavy enough to release their keys.
Mm-hmm.
They climb over a tall tower, which was a real hard thing.
Oh my goodness.
Using the key to unlock puzzle pieces and then complete the puzzle. The mud is super thick.
There's a couple things that I think that Survivor does best when they use these challenges to kind of like make commercial moments.
Yeah.
The mud being super thick.
Yeah.
The way to get the key down isn't the key falls, a box breaks open.
Right.
Which is just a cool looking effect.
Drama.
It's just
neat.
And that wall, like you see so many different strategies and like one's clearly the better one if anybody does it.
Yeah.
And so, the mud, we were talking about like, it looks like they put cement in that stuff. It's so thick.
Yeah. It was so thick. And then, you know, when they do this wall, they go face first in the mud.
Oof,
okay.
Yeah.
And then especially Hannah, she gets a face first. Yellow's already falling behind. Blue's ahead. They drag their bag of coconuts, which is like super heavy because it's also got sandbags.
Yeah, you've seen the entire team. Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. Blue gets their key first and they're climbing the wall. Then red and yellow. That wall is so hard because they're completely muddy.
Right. Yeah,
so
that's true.
So it's real slippery. So we're seeing people climb it and slide down.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Brandon gets a hard fall, you know, and Jeff's just like, you want to be in Survivor. You're in it now. You know?
And that has been talked about a lot on Twitter. Actually, they've been talking about a lot on Twitter and people have been defending Jeff. Cause some people were like, that was a little harsh.
Oh, hell
no. And no, but people were defending Jeff. Like, no, that's the kick in the butt Brandon needed to survive the rest of that episode.
Yep.
Is this to a good reality check? Like, hey, look, think about how hard you took to get here type of thing.
Right.
So a lot of people, not just people, I'm sorry, past Castaway members are saying like, no, that's exactly what Brandon needed to remember is how hard it was to get out there.
And
that's
you got to think about
Hannah went home, not him.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to think about the man saying it has been watching these challenges right straight and front and center for 20 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's probably kind of tired of some on day one that don't really give it their all.
That also, he knows that when you're out there, he actually just mentioned this during an interview I sent to you on an email. One of his favorite, I'll say it that way, is Siri.
Yeah.
Because she was on the couch and she wanted to play and she got out there. He knows that every single Castaway member has that ability to unlock that part of them.
Right.
And so he's waiting for Brandon to unlock that in himself. And boy, what a story if he does.
If
the guy that passes out on the very first thing you do on Survivor ends up making it to the end of this thing, he's going to be our favorite player.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be the Carolyn. Yeah. He's going to be like this person you're rooting for all of a sudden. Yeah. And I think he's hoping that'll unlock in Brandon. And that's that's what those words are about.
Yeah, I agree. And I did like that part that he was talking about with Hannah, because I thought, okay, you know, now he's got some power behind him trying to encourage her to stay. You know what I mean? He's starting to do a little shift that I'm hoping with all this, it does make a big difference.
Yeah.
And one thing that I really liked is Sabaya falls hard, which is a shame. Caleb goes down to help. So he's already on top of the wall.
Shout out to Caleb right off the bat. Caleb just ran up the wall.
Yeah.
Like nothing.
He is crazy.
All full of mud and like that. Did so go so well.
Yeah. And then goes down, helps Sabaya to go back up. I was impressed that Sean uses his buff.
Yeah.
To pull Caleb up.
And Jeff even called that out. Yeah.
Yes.
That was the first time I've ever seen a buff used that way.
Yep. He held two of the buffs and Caleb grabbed him and went up.
That's going to be something we see in the future from here on out. Whenever somebody unlocks something like that.
Yep. I loved it. Then we got to the puzzle for red. We had Drew and Jay. Blue, we had Brando and Kelly. And yellow, we had Brandon and Emily.
Yep.
Blue ends up winning first place. Brando and Kelly did great. Second place was Drew and Jay. Yellow place was Brandon and Emily. So they go to tribal.
Brando needed this. After that, you know, not so great puzzle move during the Sweat versus Savvy, he needed a kick butt here.
Yeah.
And I think this is a good confidence rebuilder for him.
Yeah.
This is, we talk about every time, everything's going to end with a puzzle now. So you have to either be strong or a puzzle.
Yeah.
And this is what we saw the puzzle people do. Emily, I think, did pretty well, except for the fact that they lost, but you know, not bad for the situation.
No, she did do well though. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just yellow is so hampered and it's tough. That's just what it is. Yeah,
they're going to be struggling for a few weeks, I think.
Yeah. So it's yellow off to tribal. They lose, it says they lose their flint. I didn't remember them even getting flint, but. I remember them saying they lost their flint. So Hannah felt relief over the loss because she thought maybe they'll vote me to go home.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a sad statement right there.
Yeah, I know.
That sucks.
That is. That's very sad.
Mm-hmm. She clearly wants to go home. And Brandon is also explaining, like, I've had this big anxiety in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had that too, where you just kind of feel that gut feeling.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It feels like it's pretty severe in him. Like to a level I haven't felt. Like I'll say that, of course. And he's wanted to use his shot in the dark. Why?
I really don't understand that because the shot in the dark is going to save you. So almost when he was saying that, I thought he wanted to go home.
I thought that the first time too, the second viewing, because I normally don't watch him twice, but this time I'm like 90 minutes. I'm going to watch the thing twice just to be safe. I think it's because he just assumed like, I was so bad. They're going to vote me out for sure. So I think he's trying to save himself.
So it is to save himself.
Yeah.
Because I thought maybe he was just looking at that differently because it seemed like he wanted to go home.
Oh, I think he's looking at himself pitifully. He's like, Hannah's more useful than me at this point. And so I think he thinks, I'm going to go home. I'm going to use my shot in the dark. But the others don't like it because then you risk everything. You risk your vote and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, I at first, when I was watching it at first, I was like, well, why don't you just quit then? You know, clearly there's the vibe we're getting from the two of you.
Yeah.
You know, I was very surprised we didn't get both of you guys out.
I know.
I'm hoping it's Jeff's words ringing in his ears.
Yeah.
But yeah, Emily is still concerned by Caleb and Sabaya and their alliance and their relationship and is really kind of, you know, whispering that around. Now, Brandon goes to Caleb and warns him about Emily.
Yeah.
Like, you got to watch out for her. She's really targeting you. And Caleb, this is one of those things we've always talked about this where it's like, I think you guys have the sense that there's a question mark going out there.
Uh-huh.
But really, we know this isn't the case. Caleb mentions he kind of wants Brandon out because he's so bad at this.
Uh-huh.
And so, but I think that's not really the case. I think that was just kind of like throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Because they need to have multiple options. I think it's real simple.
Exactly.
Emily was a target if Hannah didn't want to go home.
Yeah.
So I think that was just how it was going to happen.
Yeah. They always do that.
Yeah.
So we go into tribal like I have it written, Emily, Brandon, or Anna.
Right. Which we all know. Yeah, I honestly think it was definitely going to be Emily if it wasn't for Hannah quitting.
Because, you know, Brandon didn't do well in challenges necessarily, but Emily is just so pessimistic that they're ready for her
to go. She's making no friends out there. That's a shame.
They were very cutthroat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then we get into tribal.
Right.
Yep. So with tribal, Jeff starts with basically asking, how are you when you're so much out of your element?
Right.
So, you know, for some people, it's very out of their element.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody just kind of chimes in. Sean's just saying, I'm like a jungle rat laying on the floor. And Emily said, I'm weird, aggressive Emily, which that's true. We know that. Hannah, I'm an emotional wreck. I'm crying every 30 minutes. She's already falling apart.
I want to really quickly shout out Sean. We have said everybody's name multiple times about this in this tribe, except for Sean. He's been holding his own quite well.
He has. He gets pretty emotional.
He gets emotionally bonded to Hannah. I'm going to chalk that up to the fact, I was thinking about this after watching it again as well.
Yeah.
A lot of them are so sad that Hannah's gone because they know how hard it is to get out there, I think. I think it's that whole thing. It's like, man, you're giving up your dreams right now.
Yeah, well,
let's see. We'll see.
From a Rick Devon's side,
<There it is. laughs>
you're pretty pissed off that this girl got the opportunity that somebody else could have taken.
Yeah.
And she quits on day one.
I'm going to say Rick is a cut above. like you can't be pulling Rick's mentality on this and compare like if we're looking at this.
These guys are fresh. They're new.
Yeah, maybe three players I think are at Rick Devon's level. Yeah, you know, out of the entire cast.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking Austin, Sabaya, maybe two then. Like, there's not a lot of people that can be at his level.
Yeah. Because he's been there. He knows what it takes. And, you know, so,
I'm so happy he's doing that podcast now.
Me too. My God, I loved it.
Oh, he's great.
Okay. I don't even know where I was at this point. So let's see. Oh, so Emily, Hannah's emotional wreck. Sabaya says there's a lot of politics to discuss. We need the best team, the strongest team. So she's not wanting Hannah to go anywhere.
Right.
Their plan is Emily. That's what they want. Emily, of course, knows that. Says it's easy for Sabaya to say that. Cause you know, she's got strength. Her and Caleb are the strongest and they're an alliance. And you just feel shut out when you're around them.
Definitely.
And so Sabaya doesn't like her talking about her like that. Mm-hmm. And just says, you know, you're isolating yourself by talking about us like that, you know. And
it's far too early for that kind of conversation.
Then Emily, of course, talks about how Brandon struggles. She's trying to get somebody else to get the votes instead of herself that she knows is coming. And he just says, you know, I'm not a strong person. But I'm good at comforting people, as Hannah knows, you know. So that could be a very strong point. I mean, the social game is huge. And then that's when Hannah talks about how she would love to watch this game unfold from home. And she just starts going.
You can't say that direction. At tribal and think, you know, it's going any other way.
Yeah.
But to Rick Devon's point, I think Jeff was far more kind than we expect out of that situation.
Yep.
This time.
Yep. She said, I see five people here who want it more than me. Please don't make me go back to camp. I don't want to go back.
I feel bad for her. I mean, we've all been in situations where like, this is just not
just
for
done.
Me.
Yeah.
But man, it's think of how bad, let's be honest and think about how bad she's feeling at this point right now watching this.
Right.
Knowing that she's got to face her friends or whatever that's excited. Oh, you're going to be able to serve. Like, oh, don't watch it. You know,
that
sucks. That just sucks.
That really sucks. So, you know, Jeff just wants to clarify. Okay. So are you implying that you're going to quit?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she says, yes, you know, I don't want to keep somebody here. Emily says, I don't want to keep somebody here that doesn't want to be here because Jeff's now checking with everybody else and saying, you know, are you going to vote her out or should we take a vote? So he's checking with everybody. They're all yes. You know, we'll vote Hannah. She doesn't want to be here clearly, you know, so
it's a good way.
Everybody agrees.
And instead of her just straight up saying, I quit, having them do like the kind of official vote kind of move is almost like a saving face.
Yeah.
Move.
Yeah.
You know,
and I do like that. She said, it's just not fair for somebody to go home that wants to be here more than me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if she truly feels like she's done, You know, why make somebody else leave that does want it?
I know.
And will work for it.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's Sabaya at one point's like, think about the tribe. Kind of like, we need you to vote with us right now.
Yeah. She did not like that at all.
I know. She still has the numbers. Clearly there's a thing going on right now. There's an alliance already building, but yeah, it was just a sad detour. It sucks in general. And
it really does.
What a tough way to start the season.
Yeah.
You know, but it is what it is.
So yeah, Hannah's out. They didn't do the vote. They just went ahead and let her go.
Anticlimactic ending on the first episode.
I know. Jeez.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of our first impressions of our new castaways.
Okay.
Sabaya, Austin. I've already mentioned that those two are a cut above.
Yep.
I think D's quite well. Katura's better than I thought.
Yeah. She's pretty good.
Yeah. Because again, the write-up is so hard. Jay Maya, I think, is going to be very good, but she did not get a lot of camera time.
No.
Nobody really from Blue did.
No.
So it's going to be tough. But yeah, Sifu, I think, I don't know if he's going to rub people the wrong way at some point. Kind of give me those vibes a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think Bruce is also going to rub people the wrong way.
Yeah, I don't think Bruce is going to be there too long.
Yeah. Kendra, what do you think about Kendra and her kind of bold personality?
I'm not a fan of Kendra. To me, she reminds me a little of Emily.
Oh, really?
I don't really? Know why.
I think she's a little more positive than Emily.
Yeah,
but she's a little bit
more positive, but
she's a really big on astrology and to a point where it's like, you're not going to play the game based off astrology.
Net. Yeah.
Yeah. Caleb and Brando, I think, are solid. I think Brando's got to prove himself as a puzzle champion.
Yeah.
He cannot handle physical challenges.
Right. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So any early favorites you're thinking about picking?
Well,
we make our picks second
episode.
A lot
you do. I like right. Austin. I like D. I like Caleb. I like Kelly. I don't know. I haven't seen much out of Kelly, but I kind of like her. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, the ones I'm looking forward to seeing more out of Kelly, Julie, Jake, Sean. We need more out of D. She made like basically one statement that was really good,
mm-hmm.
but those ones and Drew, I got to give Drew a second chance.
Yeah.
He rubs me the wrong way immediately, but that's why we wait for the second episode to really pick somebody. And I think those ones specifically need to really show us something.
Yeah.
And then we'll make our choices in the second episode.
Yeah. Hopefully we will.
Now, again, you guys check us out on Twitter and on Instagram. We're going to be on Instagram as well. The link will be in the description and let us know who your favorite is so we can follow along with you. What was going down on Jeff's podcast?
Okay. So, you know, like I said, we have Rick Devens on it. So that's amazing.
Yes.
Survivor 38, Edge of Extinction, for anybody that doesn't know Rick, which I really doubt there's anybody that
doesn't. He has literally been on the podcast before. I'm just going to say that. It may have been a cameo thing, but nevertheless, he was on
that's
the podcast.
That's right. He sure was. he was, like I said before, talking about what a bummer that Hannah quit the first day.
Yeah.
Jeff just said, you know, he was very disappointed and shocked because he didn't know it, of course, until Tribal.
Yeah.
And so at one point he could kind of see that she was going that direction,
mm-hmm.
but really didn't think that she was going to do that. So yeah, very disappointed. He said, we put a lot of time and money in each person.
Money. Ooh, that's hard
and
to hear.
And then they leave that first day.
That's somebody who's upset.
Yeah. Yep. So they were talking about how they are casting right now, August through March.
Interesting.
They cast for season 47 and 48.
Wow. So they already have 46 in the
way
books.
Ahead. Yep.
So 46 is done. Wow. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Another thing that was really interesting is they had a deleted scene. Okay.
Hmm.
So after the challenge, the winning tribe picked one person to go to the losing tribe's camp, which was Kendra.
Nice.
She went to the camp so she could listen and hear conversations and
that,
right?
Ooh, I like that.
Then Kendra cast a vote for Brandon. But because there was no vote, they had to delete the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah. But still, what a big advantage that she was
they must
there
do that again.
With them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And knows all the drama.
And knows the drama.
Knows,
so it's an advantage that we didn't even know about because
why
it was
cut. Why
did
she choose Brandon, I wonder?
I don't know.
Hmm. That
See?
Is cool.
So this show helps us out a little
and
bit
And we give
here.
You we give you the cliff notes of it. There you go.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I shared the rest of it already.
Over on Twitter, basically a lot of Emily drama going on right now. And people defending Jeff on his rallying cry for Brandon. And that was pretty much basically all that's going on with Twitter.
Yeah.
And again, we're going to be starting, the Instagram is up. It'll be links in the description. So come and join us over there. We don't know what we're going to post yet, but come hang out with us. It'll likely be clips. I run four Instagrams, so it'll be probably similar to one of those.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. So many. But yeah, anything else before we head out for the day?
I think that's it. I'm looking forward to the next one. Looks like everybody's pretty against Emily, so we'll see.
In yellow, but I'm excited to see what's going on with Blue. I think Blue just did not get any screen time, really.
Yeah. So we really need to see Blue.
I can't wait to see what's going to happen with Blue.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this is one of the most weak versus strong tribes we've seen in a long time. There's clearly big divisions in this one that normally you don't see as clearly.
Right.
This one's pretty obvious.
I agree.
We'll see how that shakes out.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks for hanging with us.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Outlast Podcast. You can find us through Twitter on Outlast Podcast 1. Hope to see you there.